Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has returned to his homeland, Australia, aboard a charter jet hours after pleading guilty to obtaining and publishing U.S. military secrets. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese confirmed on Wednesday that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was bound for Australia.
A short time ago, a United States court in Saipan accepted a plea agreement between Mr. Assange and the United States Department of Justice. Mr. Assange has since boarded a flight to Australia and will land in Australia later today.
The criminal case of international intrigue came to a surprise end and most unusual setting with Assange entering his plea in a U.S. District Court in Saipan, the capital of the Northern Mariana Islands. On Wednesday, he had flown from a London prison to Saipan in a charter jet and flew in the same aircraft to the Australian capital. The United States is urgently working towards a diplomatic agreement that would allow Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return to their homes on both sides of the border. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday during a meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Hezbollah's provocations threaten to drag the Israeli and Lebanese people into a war that they do not want.
Shelling on Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier and has escalated in recent weeks, leading to fears of an all-out Israeli-Hezbollah war. U.S. health officials are warning doctors to be on alert for dengue cases as the tropical disease breaks international records. It's spread by mosquitoes and has been surging worldwide, helped by climate change, according to scientists. The virus remains less common in the continental United States, but it's been three times more cases. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reports an American journalist is on trial for espionage in Russia with a conviction all but certain.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia on espionage charges, has appeared in court in Yekaterinburg for the start of his trial. The 32-year-old journalist appeared in the court in a glass defendant's cage with his head shaved and wearing a black and blue plaid shirt. Gershkovich was detained while on a reporting trip to the Ural Mountain city in March 2023. Russian authorities allege he was gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment, but authorities have not publicly disclosed any evidence to back up the accusations. He faces a sentence of up to 20 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kenyan President William Ruto said Tuesday security was his utmost priority after protest against a bill to raise taxes descended into deadly violence. Details from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Scenes of chaos in Nairobi on Tuesday after protests against higher taxes turned deadly. Video showed some bodies lifeless in the street after police fired on demonstrators trying to storm the legislature, killing at least five people and wounding dozens more.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I'm here to address you.
Footage obtained by Reuters showed some protesters inside Kenya's National Assembly chamber demanding the resignation of Kenya's President William Ruto. In a televised address to the nation, Ruto said the security of Kenyans remained his utmost priority and blamed the violence on, quote, dangerous criminals.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Most of U.S. adults say that they plan to, in some element, view Thursday's presidential debate. And many think that the event will be important for the campaigns of both President Joe Biden and former U.S. President Donald Trump. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Both men remain broadly unpopular as they prepare to face off for the first time since 2020. Although Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, maintains a modest enthusiasm advantage with his base compared to Biden, the Democratic incumbent. About 6 in 10 U.S. adults say that they are extremely or very likely to watch the debate live or in clips or read about or listen to commentary about the performance of the candidates in the news or social media. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.